Welcome to my first CodeWinds interview with my friend Daniel Shaw from the Node Firm. My name is Jeff Barczewski, and in this impromptu interview, we discuss the upcoming Node Firm public Node.js training courses starting this October 8th, 2013 at Joyent in San Francisco. Let's get right to the interview. Today, I'm speaking with Daniel Shaw, the managing partner and CEO of the Node Firm, to discuss their exciting new public training courses. So, hello, Daniel. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. Tell me a little about these upcoming public courses.
So, the Node Firm has been doing corporate training since we started. Node Firm started in 2011, just before kind of the watermark in the Node history was the first Node Summit, and a group of sort of core people came together to create a community response to the growing business and enterprise needs that were coming. You know, we'd very much been startups and, you know, very early adopters that, you know, had been in the Node community. And but like with the interest that was being shown with Node Summit, you know, the Node Firm was developed to be a response to that need. So this is the culmination of 2 years of refinement and evolution of that, and we've gone and we've delivered this training, you know, across the world actually, and you know we've gone to companies such as Skype. We actually sent a team to Estonia.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really exciting. And the impact of that training can be seen in where Skype is today. So it's a real hallmark of, you know, what the Node Firm has been able to contribute to the business evolution of training and you know how companies have been able to grow and make effort and make their efforts successful with Node. We've gone to Qualcomm and you know quite a few other sort of not public names it's been a great experience. Really happy to take that experience and understanding and bring that to you know organizations that may not have you know the resources to bring in corporate training.
Right.
So we recognize that there are needs up and down the spectrum for business. You know, Node Firm core customers tend to be larger enterprise customers, but you know, legitimately, some teams, you know, at large companies are 2-3 people, and so they just don't have the numbers to be able to bring in you know a couple partners to do an event. So by setting up this public training and we're at Joyent in San Francisco, we're planning some others in other locations, you know, major cities or throughout the world. But really happy to be kicking off at the heart and the headquarters of Node, Joyent, and you know they're a really great partner to be supporting this. So
that's great. Yeah,
the courses are broken down into two sections. There's the foundations section where we really go into something worth noting is when we are doing Node training, we are really focused on proficiency in the Node platform. We aren't talking about Express development or anything like that. You know, higher up the stack. We focus on proficiency and expertise and understanding of the core platform. So our first class and at the beginning of October is our foundations class. It's a 3-day course, and it is going to cover the design decisions that that not only influence Node, but influence and determine the architectural choices that businesses need to do to use to be effective with Node. So Node is, with its event loop based architecture, has a very different profile to a lot of other systems. And learning and understanding that event loop at the heart of Node really is the foundation of successful large scale architectures based on Node. So you know, we dedicate time to understanding proficiency there. We build upon that understanding going into the primitives of how you develop applications with Node. So in our foundations course, we explore the callback flow control and how that's unique and you know, how that impacts architectural decisions with Node. Then the next sort of evolutionary tier of the Node primitives is the event emitter flow, and so we explore how you know, event emitters and differ from, you know, when you use event emitters as opposed to callbacks and how those are used effectively in Node Core and in the applications that are being developed on top of that. And then the third primitive are Node streams, and we go deep into building proficiency around streams and having effective architectures for streams-based flows. So, you know, that really lays the groundwork for being able to work with Node. Those three primitives are, you know, really the magic that Node offers. And so foundations really focuses on you know, mastery and proficiency at that level, and you know, it is the basis on which to you know, all things are developed in Node.
Excellent. And then the second course is builds on top of that. It's the advanced Node.js development.
So later in October, you know, end of October, there is our advanced development course, and you know, building on that understanding and proficiency, we explore the Node platform and all that it has to offer. You know, having administered quite a few trainings, it's really exciting to see developers having that aha moment that Node is so much more than just a web framework, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Framework. So, you know, developers are pleasantly surprised that they have, you know, access to the you know, really elegant access to the file system. They have access to HTTP, obviously. HTTP is a first-class citizen in Node. But, you know, they're, you know, we can go way below that into TCP. They have access to a, you know, very productive UDP stack that you can use in Node, and the clustering modules, so you can take advantage of modern multi-core systems. And we round out this unit with an exploration of some of the most important userland modules, so you can really hit the ground running and build on the in-depth understanding of the core modules and how those are going to play out in building real-world applications.
Great, awesome. So, starting with the Foundations course, what would be like the typical developer that would be, ideal for this course? What kind of level of preparation should they have, or what kind of prerequisites and things like that for both these courses?
So the prerequisite for Foundations is experience in programming Java, in writing JavaScript. So it doesn't have to be server-side JavaScript. It could be client-side JavaScript. But Node is not the language. It's a platform. JavaScript is the language, and everything that we do is written in JavaScript. And the callback patterns and closures and all the function scopes that come out of event loop really build on that baseline understanding of JavaScript. So that is a necessity. We've had individuals come through the training that we're new to JavaScript. They've really struggled. So we really have highlighted the fact that knowledge of JavaScript is a fundamental, because that's what you're going to do every day.
Right. Yeah.
The Node path, you're going to be writing a lot of JavaScript.
Right. Right. Excellent. Yeah, and then obviously for the advanced, then the prerequisite would be Foundations, I guess.
Right. So individuals are welcome to, individuals with more experience are welcome to leapfrog into the advanced development course if they feel that they have those prerequisites.
Okay.
I really would encourage, even if you have some baseline experience in writing some Node, the depth in which we go into understanding the architecture, the reasons behind what decisions that are made in Foundations is useful for everybody. And I know as a Node developer and teaching Foundations that there's always something new and exciting that I pick up there, and with the evolutions in streams two, if you learn streams one but haven't spent time with streams two, there's a lot there, and it's the foundation of effective development in Node. So that there, I know as programmers, we tend to be proud, but there's a lot there for even individuals who have been hacking on Node for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Node streams 2 is really a nice upgrade for from what we were developing with before. So that's great. What would students after they've gone through like Foundations? I mean, you mentioned a lot of the different details. I mean, basically they'll be able to build full sites, web applications. I mean, they'll have pretty much all the knowledge they need. I mean, other than if they need stuff that's in the advanced, but they'll be ready to roll, right?
So the Foundations provides the core understanding of what Node is and how to interact with Node, and whether you're going to go into user land or you're going to go on to the deeper understanding of developing in Node, it really is an in-depth understanding of what you're doing. And it, you know, it, Node as a platform offers a lot, and it really is a different programming paradigm from what one might be, have experience in, you know, .NET or Java. So really understanding the programming paradigm is helpful in making that effective, and making effective architectural and you know, systems choices. You know, we've talked a lot about applications, but it's worth noting that there is an awful lot of system code that's written in Node. You know, at Voxer and Joint and Class Dojo, there are a lot of the command line tools and the system tools that these organizations use are all based on Node. And it's a great way to really you know, interact with these low level network systems, and so there are a lot of surprises for a developer who's used to, you know, having the web framework tool set at their disposition, and you know, really discovering you know, a whole new potential.
Yeah, excellent. That sounds great. So I know the Node firm includes so many great developers. Do you have they nailed down who's going to be doing the training for these courses, or is that still to be defined? Or
yes, so in October, Eli Temfar, Eliza Inswa, is going to be the main instructor. I will be around, and we haven't confirmed it, but there's a surprise partner that I'm not going to name his name because I don't want to disappoint people for it, if it turns out he's not going to be there for the class. But you know, we happen to be in San Francisco, where you know, a large portion of partners happen to be, and you know, we'll expect plenty of surprises and you know, lots of people, and you know, of course, we are at Joint, so you know, expect the opportunity to see Isaac there too.
Excellent. Sounds great. And then as far as the advanced instructors for that one, the advanced course?
The same set.
Okay, same. Great. Great. Excellent. All right. I guess another question I had was, you know, what kind of max number of students would you expect to have in a class? I mean, are these going to be, you know, up to 25 people, 50 people, or, you know, intimate classes? Or...
These are really intimate classes. So... the cap is actually 12 people. So
okay, excellent.
Lab oriented class where there's going to be, you know, lots of instructor interaction and lots of hands on code. And okay. You know, when we've delivered this in corporate settings, we've actually had like CTOs and you know, individuals who aren't coding day to day, but always encourage them to participate and join in the labs, and you know, it's been a real great tool for insight, where those individuals have, you know, gotten a lot better understanding of what's going on in the platform by participating.
Yeah, excellent. All right, and so you said the location is going to be at Joint, and okay. So that's in San Francisco, and I think there's pretty good hotels around that area to stay at.
It's in downtown San Francisco in the financial district, which is surrounded by great hotels. There are some Airbnb options, but they tend to be in another part of town. So I would actually encourage people to stay closer and you know, go to the hotels there nearby.
Nearby, okay, yeah, there. Excellent.
And the options, you know, in downtown.
Yeah. And I guess these is 3-day classes. And what would the how would you go? I mean, how would the day go? What would be a typical day at a course there? So, 9 to 5, or you know, or with breaks and lunch and all that, or what?
So it is going to be essentially 9 to 5 range. We usually do the morning is more lesson material, and the afternoon is more lab based. So you know, you open it to you know, really cementing the understanding that of you know, what we went over in the morning, and making sure that you know, by the time we start up again with the next set of lessons, that you know, the group has gone to proficiency.
Yeah, excellent. And so as far as bringing anything, I mean, obviously they'd be probably encouraged to bring their laptops, and I guess materials will probably be provided.
You got to bring a laptop.
Absolutely.
And really discourage laptop sharing, and you know, unless out of a necessity, because you know, what we're really targeting is, you know, that individual proficiency. So you know, we want people to go through and, you know, make mistakes and you know, and course correct and really get that individual understanding. And you know, pairing's great, but you know, watching someone else type something in, that's not pairing. And you know, that so you know, everyone is, you know, required to bring their laptop, and you know, that there's extensive time spent hands on. So you know, that is a real necessity, and that's, you know, in our experience, a real necessity to obtaining that proficiency.
Yeah, I can imagine. It really helps when you go through and make the mistakes yourself, and then learn how to fix them. That's when you learn, I think. So, excellent. All right. So the dates for these courses are the upcoming ones: October 8th through 10th. That's Tuesday through Thursday. Is the Node.js Core Foundations, and I guess the October 22nd through 24th, Tuesday through Thursday, is the Advanced Node.js Development course, with an early bird sign up before September 24th to get a little discount, right? And people should go to thenodefirm.com to learn more and to sign up for these courses. If anyone has additional questions about the courses, what's the best way to contact the Node Firm about this?
So you can send an email to hello@thenodefirm, or there's an online form at thenodefirm.com. And if you want to jump straight to the training information, you can go to thenodefirm.com/training.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. All right. Well, Daniel, thanks for taking the time to meet with me today. As a member of the Node community, I'm excited about these new course offerings, and I hope they're a big success.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening to this CodeWinds interview with Daniel Shaw. If you want to keep up with the latest web developer news and training for Node.js, JavaScript, and HTML5, follow me on CodeWinds.com. Each week, I will bring you fresh new content in the form of blog articles, podcast interviews, screencast video tutorials, ebooks, and webinars. Music by Audionautix.com.